Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are now up to parak Dal in Mishnah Chaf. Elisha ben Avuya Omer. Elisha ben Avuya said, Elisha ben Avuya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir. He was the person that we know of as Acher, and apparently he taught this before he was Acher, when he was still a good guy. Halomid Yalad Lamahu Doma. Someone who learns Torah when he's a child, you know what he's like? L'diok Suva al Niyar Chadash. He's like ink that's written on brand new paper, that it's sharp, it's strong, you could see it very clearly, it doesn't fade so easily. If a person learns Torah when he's old, you know what that's like? It's like ink on erased paper that it easily fades away, it's hard to see, it's not as sharp, it's not as clear, that a person should learn when they're young, it's going to be, his learning will be much sharper. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Kfar HaBavli Omer. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Kfar HaBavli says, Halomin Menaktanim L'mahu Dome. A person who learns from young people, you know what that's like? La'ochel anavim kales v'shosi yayin migito. It's like someone who eats grapes before they're ripe and drinks grape juice before it has a chance to turn into wine. V'alomim min hazakenim l'mahu dome. But someone who learns from zakenim, he's like la'ochel anavim b'shulos v'shosi yayin yashan. He's like eating fully ripened grapes and drinking wine that's aged to perfection. Rebbe Omer, al tistakel b'kankan el b'mashi yeshbo. Don't look at the externalities. Don't look at the jug or the bottle. Look at what's inside of it. Yesh kankan chadash malo yashan. Sometimes there's a new bottle that's full of aged wine, the yashan sha'afilu chadash ein bo, and sometimes there's an old-looking bottle, but it doesn't even have any wine. Not old and not new. So he's saying that sometimes it is kedai to learn from someone who's young, because sometimes these young people have a wisdom of a much older person, and sometimes older people don't have much wisdom to them. Moving on to Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says, Kin Ataiv and Kavu takes a person out of this world, to have jealousy and to be a Baal Taiva, to have a lot of desires for Hanos Olam Hazeh, and to have to be chasing Kavu, that ultimately makes a person's life miserable. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Chaf, we said that Elisha ben Avuya taught about the value of learning Torah when you're young. It's much sharper and it's not going to fade as easily. It's what we call Girsit Yanksa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar HaBavli said that it's kedai to learn from Mizukenim and not from younger people. You want to wait till the wine is fully aged properly. But Rabbi said, nah, don't look so much at the externals. Look at what kind of Torah the person is teaching. And then in Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Lazar Kapar says that Kinatai Ven Kavo, take a person out of this world. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled, Mishnah Chaf Beis.